This is a Dr. Lee dictating a discharge summary. Patient name King, K-I-N-G, Toya, T-O-Y-A, date of birth 4-20-1961, date of dictation 8-11-2023, place Future Care Charles Village, date of discharge 8-11-2023. History of present illness, this is 62-year-old female with history of asthma, fibromyalgia, sleep apnea, diabetes, and heart failure. She was initially admitted to the MedStar Hospital, sudden onset of respiratory distress. Patient underwent asystole and cardiac arrest. Patient was brought to the emergency room, subsequently admitted to the intensive care unit. CT head was negative for acute intracranial abnormality. CT angiogram of the chest, no PE. Patient was managed. Echo done shows ejection fraction of 25% to 30%. She was managed in the ICU level of care. She was given IV diuretic for volume management, underwent cardiac catheterization. That shows non-obstructive coronary artery disease. They ordered life vest because of significant cardiomyopathy. And after stabilization, initially she was intubated. Subsequently, she was taken off the ventilator. Her troponin was elevated. In the hospital, were trending down. Chest X-ray show pulmonary congestion. She has a dilated cardiomyopathy. After medication adjustment, patient with physical therapy done. Life vest was ordered, and the patient was also treated for community acquired pneumonia with IV antibiotic for 5 days. And the patient PTOT done. They recommended subacute rehab. Patient was sent here, subacute rehab at Future Care Charles Village. Course, while patient was at the rehab facility, patient was maintained on all her medications recommended from the hospital. Upon discharge, she was given aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, EMPAGLIFLOZIN, Empagliflozin 10 mg daily, LDA6 40 mg daily, Lispro insulin saline scale coverage, Metoprolol 25 mg, half tablet BID, and Aresto 24/26, one tablet twice a day. Patient was maintained on those medications. She has a CPAP and she has a sleep apnea. She was maintained on CPAP at the facility. And physical therapy was following the patient. Patient did very well at the facility. Physical therapy worked very well with her. And the patient requested to be discharged today. When I saw the patient, she's awake, alert, oriented time 3. Blood pressure is 132 or 76 pulse, 76 temperature, 97 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 pulse ox, 98%. Next up, longevity, chest non-tender, lungs, no wheezing, no rail, heart estimates 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, balsam positive, and extremities, and trace edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, to enter time 3. Recent lab. AST 26, ART 47, Alkaline phosphatase 93, sodium 139, potassium 4.2, carbon 104, CO2 27, BUN 29, cadmium 0.9. AIT at presentation was 60. LFT has been improved and within the normal range right now. Discharge diagnosis number 1. Non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 25 to 30%. Patient is on life vest. as recommended from the hospital, naxaline, acute decompensation of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, naxaline currently improved, naxaline status post cardiac arrest, managed in the hospital, naxaline community acquired pneumonia treated in the hospital, transaminitis improved, obstructive sleep apnea, she's on CPAP at home. Discharge medication, patient will be continued on aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, EMPAGLFLOZAN, Empagliflozin 10 mg daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, Lispro, sliding scale coverage as written, Metoprolol 12.5 mg BID, and Resto, ENRESTO, Sacubitril/Valsartan 24/26, one tablet BID. Condition at the time of discharge stable. Outpatient follow-up with the cardiology, outpatient follow-up with the PCP. This is the end of the education. Thank you.